The next patient is Eleuterio Rojas Gomez. Eleuterio, E-L-E-U-T-E-R-I-O. Rojas, R-O-J-A-S, Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z. Clinical case of a 49-year-old Mexican male that has a history of pituitary adenoma that was resected in Tampa General Hospital. The symptom associated to it was alteration in the vision in the left eye. Surgery was done. Follow-up has been given. The patient is not taking any medications related to the pituitary adenoma. Period. The patient developed acute kidney injury and rhabdomyolysis on June the 30th of 2023. He was admitted in the Lake Placid Hospital and released. The patient had a proven rhabdomyolysis. Period. He went back to work, and a month later, the patient had a relapse of the symptoms, went to the hospital. Laboratory workup was done, and there was evidence of hyponatremia, elevation of the serum creatinine to 2.56, BUN to 53, and the patient was referred to this office for further evaluation and treatment. During the hospital workup, there was no evidence of proteinuria and no activity of the urinary sediment. There was evidence of an increase in the CPK more than 2,000. The retroperitoneal ultrasound was negative, period. In conclusion, the patient has acute kidney injury associated to rhabdomyolysis. We are going to request this patient to stay away from work during this week. At the end of the week, we'll do reevaluation of the blood and we'll see him in the office. Number two, the patient has the pituitary adenoma that is asymptomatic and is followed every 6 months at the Tampa General Hospital. The last appointment was no more than a month ago. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia with cholesterol of 260. The patient was placed on atorvastatin, which is a risk factor for rhabdomyolysis in the presence of dehydration. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that at the present time is under control. As mentioned before, the retroperitoneal ultrasound failed to show any hyperechogenicity. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to follow the case in 2 weeks. We will keep you posted of the program, of the case. A paragraph, we invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral, admissions to the hospital, admissions to Tampa General Hospital, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.